This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So it's the night of the birthday for James Blunt, and I've told everyone that I can't come, that I can't make it.
Okay.
And so it comes to the part of the party where, like, he's going to perform, and he sits down, and he's doing the, like, the song, "You're Beautiful," you know, like, he's doing the song,
course,
and everyone's,
yes,
like,
song,
kind of,
yes,
everyone's, yeah, like, kind of enjoying it. And then you just hear from, like, kind of behind the couch,
yeah,
you hear, like, "Hey, James, how about a little something for the boys?"
Oh.
And then you hear, like, the boom, ba ding, ding, like the "What I Got," the beginning,
yeah,
"What,
yeah,
I,
yeah,
Got."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so,
yeah,
I get up and I start playing that. And, you know, like, I can do the beginning of that song,
mm-hmm,
on the guitar.
Yes.
And then he kind of jumps in. And then it gets to the part where it says, like, "I can play the guitar like a riot."
Yeah,
and that's where I start to kind of, like, mess up. I start messing that up pretty bad. But then he takes the guitar for that part. And then,
yeah, he's bailing you out.
Yes.
I mean, he's a professional musician. That's not what you do for a living. You, mm-hmm. For you, that's just fun. So,
yes,
to learn the whole song.
And they understood that. And so then he gives it back to me when it goes back into the normal part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was a nice party. This was 5-6 years ago.
I actually couldn't make it, you know?
Like, yes,
you said you couldn't make it, and then I actually couldn't make it. And I think because
you showed up, yes,
people kept waiting for me.
I assumed that you were going to jump in on,
yes,
mine.
Yes, people, mm-hmm, were sort of always expecting me, mm-hmm, to just suddenly, they were all, like, checking, like, on top of the chandelier.
I was looking over to the...
Or they're crawling down.
To the push-open kitchen door, you know, that kind of, like, mm-hmm, back door to the kitchen that he has.
Because, well,
I thought,
sure,
you'd just be able to kind of, like, just burst through that in such an interesting,
yes,
way.
Yes, and then I was going to go, like, "She's so high above me. Oh, she's so lovely." And I was... going to
you
do
were
gonna that.
Do that, yeah,
yes, but I actually I got stuck in the basement. I was locked in the basement,
mm-hmm,
yeah, for a number of weeks.
Yes, that was too bad because you had said as your excuse that you were going to travel around the world, and so when nobody saw you for 2 weeks, everyone assumed that that's that you were where you said you were going to be.
Yes, quite the opposite, though. I wasn't going around the world and all. And the opposite of that to me is to just be in the basement. And he had some jars of peach preserves, and I was sort of just eating solely that.
He is your dad? You said he had some jars of... Oh, this was not in your basement. You were in his basement.
No, my basement would be a dream. I have all kinds of supplies down there.
Oh, you were going to...
one of those earthquake kits. But no, James... I was at James Blunt's basement.
You were going to pop out of the...
I was going to pop out of there. Hmm. And go, "She likes me for me. Not because I am like Leonardo." And I was going to do "She likes me for me."
Hey!
Hey!
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. We took a break. We took a 1 week hiatus, which I understand. And we have to follow up with them on this because my checks, there was a break. Is there a break in your checks?
I'm direct deposit now.
Oh, okay. Well,
I haven't even looked.
I like to hold them. I like to hold them up to the light and just make sure everything is okay. And there was a week difference. Like, they missed a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if they think that was an unpaid week.
Right.
That we took off. Or if what it is actually supposed to be, like, we get 7 weeks of paid hiatus every
seven
year.
7 weeks paid.
That carries over.
Because, yes, we didn't do it last year, which means that then We should
this
have
year
14
we have 14 weeks.
Weeks
of paid hiatus.
Yeah.
And so so we should be getting them every, I don't know if it's a processing thing for them.
And we took that one, so we only have 13 now, but I would like to stack up 52 weeks at some point and just take a whole year off.
So call Sandra and you should get two next week.
Yes.
And I'll stay on it, but.
Yes. We have a different, we have a different split too. I mean, we get commissioned differently on this show.
No, I know, but just like whatever you get, which I think is like,
yeah. Well, just because I fired my lawyer right before we took this gig, just because
you knew it was coming.
I knew, yeah. And honestly, it's unfair to you in a way because I knew that your guy was going to negotiate a favored nations contract. Yes. So it's going to be whatever.
So
you
effectively,
get, I get.
He's working for you, but yes, you don't have to pay him.
Yes, which I thought was
yes.
smart.
And so by you firing your lawyer first means that I can't, at this point, can't fire mine.
Yes, no.
Because then we wouldn't have any.
I'll get another one, whoever.
Mm-hmm. We, what'd you do?
Well, have I said what up, what up?
No.
We're not doing it this year.
I think it's time to retire that. People hate it.
Yeah, that's true. People are sick of it.
We never said what we were going to do over our time.
During break?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I went around the world. I took a hot air balloon and I raced Jackie Chan around the world.
Because people, when you said you were going to do it.
Well, then when everyone thought I did it, and I was a little embarrassed to say that I was in the basement eating peaches. And mm-hmm. so I would say that I did it, and then everyone would say, oh, I've got to see pictures. Let me see pictures. I say, oh, we'll have you over the house. Me and Steffi will have you over the house.
Yeah.
You know, over her house, and then I'll come over from my dad's house, and we'll all look at the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't ever do that because, of course, there were none. And so I sort of used this as a way to cover up the snafu from James Blunt's birthday
and
party 6 years ago.
And with Steffi, too, I imagine, because she doesn't know.
No, I can't tell her. She'd be sliding those papers in front of me. The D word.
She would divorce you if she found out you were stuck that whole time.
It's the lying. Yes.
It's really the lying.
Yeah, I think it's that sets a precedent where it's like, well, what else has he lied about? And I don't want to say, but there's some big stuff.
Getting stuck in a lot of...
I've been stuck in some hiding spaces at some surprise parties for some great amounts of time, and
you miss life events.
Yeah, I've missed some big. I've missed some babies' christenings and of my own children, and some other quite a few birthday parties, anniversaries, and court. But what did you do? I didn't even ask you.
I traveled. I went to camp. there's a camp I've just kind of always gone to ever since, like, being, like, a little boy and,
Archery and,
Sailing. It's a sailing camp.
Oh,
yeah, they have archery. They have archery. And they used to have shooting with little 22s, and they would just teach you just, like, basic safety and things like that. Of course, you can't do that anymore. But I had already gotten up to cadet.
Because of schools.
I got up to cadet in that already, actually. So, went back there and just sort of got recertified and the different CPR, things like that. Did a swim test.
And they've changed CPR now.
Yes. It's way different.
Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, rescue breaths are essentially a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be 2 rescue breaths and 30 compressions.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're doing 60 compressions for 1 rescue breath.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you the timing of the compressions, it's no longer the slow, methodical pumping. And the way they say to remember it is the song Stayin' Alive apparently has the perfect beat to do the compressions to. Mm. So if you do that song, you're like, well, you can't tell by the way how you might walk. I'm a woman. And that whole time, you're just beating on that chest, and you might break some ribs, but you might save a life.
And singing, it looks weird. People will look like you're having a good time.
Oh, yes. Well, it looks like you're having so much fun with this person who, you know, has had a heart attack and is dead.
They got rid of the rescue breaths because of SARS.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people were getting SARS.
Well, almost half of Kentucky had SARS. Mm-hmm. because they were all doing CPR on each other, on their cousins and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not to bash that town or the
It's a county, but it's like a republic. It's all from like the.
Well, I'm not bashing on them, but you know they kind of ruin it for the rest of us
mm-hmm.
because sometimes doing rescue breath could be a nice way to meet a girlfriend.
People were wondering about the year it fails. This thing that we do every year, we sort of call out the biggest fails of the year. We are going to do it. We're going to do it right now.
Did you call this an insider guy?
I did do that. Yes. And you missed that. And I guess that's why you didn't do the what up, what up. But that is good because we don't want to do that anymore.
Well, okay. So every year we do the year in fails. Everyone's been emailing. This has to be a fail. This has to be a fail. Well, yes. You don't tell me what's a fail. I tell you. And that's all the whole point.
And so I think that this carries over into part of last year too, because if you remember, we accidentally did two in 2012.
Yes.
You remember that time we just kind of did one in like late February?
Oh, we did the year in fails right away in January, and then we did a second
one. We did another one. We kind of forgot that we'd already done it, and we did it again.
Yes.
So some of that time that's not covered in last year, I guess, is now covered by this one. Everything is covered.
So let's get right into it. What are some fails that we can all agree were pretty big fails
from
the past year?
The first fail, I think, was Casey Anthony. I thought she totally blew it.
Yes, I thought that she had a real opportunity and
she completely messed up.
And she
threw it all in the garbage can.
And she really made a big mistake. And mm-hmm. I remember even thinking at the time, I wish I could talk to her. Or just be alone with her for a little while.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you can't trust her. And it really is the lying. Again, the thing is bad, but it's like once you lie about it, then it becomes – that makes it that much worse.
Well, when you're talking to that person, you just are always thinking like, am I getting the real deal?
Yes. Is this a snow job?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Are you softening me up for something else? You
mm-hmm.
know, if you're making love with them or something, and
mm-hmm.
you're thinking, oh, is this like some sort of trade I'm involved in?
Yes.
You know?
So that's, I would say, the number one fail of the year, and these aren't in order of like ascending or descending, except the last one.
Yes. I guess I would have to say that a big fail to me, and I really think this was a fail. Ray Rice has to be one of the top fails of.
He blew it.
Yeah, I think he really, you know, if he was an Indian chief, his name would be Make 'em Big Mistake.
Yes.
Because he truly, and I could say that because I am one Native American, but he'd be Chief Make 'em Big Mistake because that's exactly what he did.
Yeah. He messed up. He did something that I thought was so bad, it made me say, forget it.
Yes, and when you do a fail like that,
mm-hmm.
it's really very bad, and I don't think you should do it.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't make me want to wear clothes of him anymore.
Oh, no.
And it doesn't make me want to see him.
Oh, and my fantasy team was ruined.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make me want to have him on the team, and it doesn't make me want to go to a event that he's holding and to
mm-hmm.
be the main speaker, the keynote speaker there, and to go afterwards with him on a private jet and
yes.
Have a nice vacation with him.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you are in a situation where you've already paid a certain amount of money to organize something like that,
mm-hmm.
and it's not really worth backing out of, but you don't want to do it anymore because
yes.
of the fail.
Yes. I would say if he were somebody, maybe a sex worker in Vietnam after that war, he would say, me messy up long time.
Yes, and you can say that, of course.
I can say that.
Because you fought in Vietnam.
Yes, and I rescued a lot of POWs were there afterward that they said they had already set back, but they actually had not. So I had to go and get them out because they were still in jail. What are some other big fails? Oh, yes, Ferguson. what a huge mess up that was.
Oh, I think it stinks.
They blew it so bad over there, and I hated watching it. And every time you turn on the TV, you say, why would they even do this?
And people ask why we do these fail lists. And I like to say, well, who is actually talking about Ferguson and calling it a fail?
Yes.
And it takes loud voices like ours, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
to be able to say this truth.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the voices that are saying it don't really get listened to.
Yes, and
so
if it's if they do a big screw up and nobody says that it was fail, then it makes it so fast that they come back and they do the same over again.
Mm.
Unless people come out and say, sorry, you failed, and you don't get to, you have to get left back.
Yes, and over again.
But not do it the same way again, because then you fail again.
And another fail's Ryan Lewis, and I really think he tried to steal the spotlight from Macklemore, and that's all I'm going to say about it. And Ryan Lewis, if you're listening, let Macklemore do the talking!
That's the biggest, we saved that one, because the nominee fails. You know how we set it up. We do the three nominee fails. Three runners up.
And then the actual fail.
And then we do the actual fail of 2014.
But I'm watching this one interview with Ryan Lewis, and I'm thinking, I'm sorry. Are you going to even let Macklemore talk?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, he wasn't at that function. But it's like, well, then don't go, because if you can't make it, then I don't want to just hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So that pissed me off.
Mm-hmm.
And the other fail that's not a person, these are all people, really. This is just a trend, and it is, of course, the man session.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been a problem going on for a while, and Obama doesn't want to deal with it, so yeah. I'm going to start giving men jobs. Because we're all trying to hire more women, and great, mm-hmm. let's let them have the jobs, but not to the exclusion of me and my cronies.
It's much better to have cronies who are gainfully employed, because the first thing they do when they don't have a job anymore is they come to you with their hands out because they think that's...
Well, they want a place to crash.
That's why to be a crony, yeah.
And they act like it's up to me and I don't have to clear mm-hmm. with my dad.
Mm-hmm. When really crony... Being crony is its own reward, it's supposed to be.
Crony 2016. Right, guys?
And, of course, we did that one in a lot of our installments from last year. Because Coney is not a fail again this year, that doesn't mean we thought
we're not
what
condoning.
He did was good or bad.
We're not condoning any of his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're just saying, like, that wasn't the biggest fail this year, you know.
All stuff like that, it's like, people say, like, now I'm sure going to be like, oh, you didn't think, like, Boko Haram was a fail of this year? And it's like, of course, like, things can be fails that just don't happen to make the biggest fails.
Well, I'm getting emails, you know, still that are like, well, what about Crispus Attucks?
Yes.
You know, wasn't that a big fail when he got killed in the Boston Massacre?
Yes.
And I'm saying, well, I wasn't there, number one. I don't know exactly what did happen.
So we don't know. We don't know what happened. Some people did paintings of it.
But I will say this about it. That, to me, is too old of a fail to mm-hmm. be in the 2014 fails review. Who is this looking in my... Oh, it's Ava Anderson. That's who it is. And I saw her face. Ava!
Thank you.
You're so funny.
And for anyone who couldn't hear that, we'll probably edit this part out, but she did say you're so funny, and I have to agree.
To everyone who's listening from the Comedy Bang Bang ad that we got, we really hope you like the show. We wanted to do a quick Comedy Bang Bang style game for you.
Mm-hmm. Just to make you comfortable and so that you have something to sort of latch on to.
Yes.
I know they don't always talk about heavy content like this.
Yes.
So we're going to do a game, and it's...
What's one of the games?
Yes.
Engineer Sam.
Engineer Sam.
All right, guys. You have Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Kind of talk about that.
Yeah.
Do we do this one?
All right.
We've kind of talked about it.
Would You Rather?
Yeah.
Is that the best one?
Which, name some of the other games?
So what's a good, like, I want it to be so good. I want it to be a good
riddle
one.
Riddle me this?
What's is that better? Like, tell me if this is like the one
what's riddle me
like.
This?
What's riddle me this?
I believe you guys put together a riddle yourself.
Put together a riddle ourselves.
Between the good
people. Like, would you rather might be good for you too?
Would explain riddle me this?
I don't think I've ever done it.
Sure. They don't let you do
Sam hasn't
show?
Never heard it.
Mm-mm.
Lately, Sam has been doing our show a lot, and I wonder if that is the other one saying, no Sam, no yes. more Sam, and then we get Sam.
Yes, it may be that because we are kind of nice and we don't really make yes. a big problem about
yes.
anything.
Yes.
Then we kind of wind up getting passed down the
yes.
dregs of the engineers.
Yes. Hi, Paul.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Oh, please, just come right in. Have a seat. Well, I guess I'll introduce our guest.
Paul, can you explain...
We have a great guest today. And
before we do anything...
And he owns the place.
Can you explain riddle me this?
Yeah, we're going to do... Yeah. Maybe we should do it with Paul.
That might help.
Because yeah. we got an ad on Comedy Bang Bang.
Well, what is it?
What's riddle me this?
Yeah.
It's a game.
Sam, do you...
Okay.
I can't hear myself.
You want to
Okay, now
down?
I can hear myself.
It should be on.
Now, hold on a second. I'm a little embarrassed, and I feel like this makes me look terrible, because as I was saying I can't hear myself, that's when I started to hear myself. Okay? So that makes me – and I feel like, Sam
– He was yep. tricking
that
you.
That maybe you did that on purpose.
Oh, no, not at all.
To make me look like a jerk.
No, I wouldn't do that.
It's to
– Waited okay. until the very moment.
Okay.
He uses the tools at his disposal to establish dominance.
And also, can I point out, there's a difference between I wouldn't do that and I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Because he did do that.
Because
– It happened.
Maybe he wouldn't, but maybe he did.
Maybe he wouldn't, but maybe he did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing is, what is riddle me this? And you say it's a game, but
wait,
that
let's pause because we need to put in. I'm sure we have an ad this week, and so we maybe need to do. If we don't have an ad, then maybe we'll just blow right through this part. Mm-hmm. But let me do a stopping point right now, which is I'll do a jingle, and this is stoppy.
Editor, this is a symbol.
If we have an ad, just do the choppy in right there. And if nobody did buy an ad this week, the mouth is too big. It's just too big. And
is that helpful?
So, yes, that's a good way. That's the cut back in. So that means slice back in right here. Similar to the other
so it
noise.
should be okay,
together.
What's the sequence of sounds?
Hmm?
What's the sequence of sounds that
this is? You want to determine it first, or do you want to just feel it?
You know what? Let's just feel it. But then we're locked into this as the sequence of sounds
yes.
that determine edit points.
And this is for
okay.
Engineer Sam.
That'll be helpful to do during the.
Are you
yeah.
going
to
be
yeah.
doing this, Engineer Absolutely. Sam? Is this yes. you are going to be doing this? Okay.
Yeah, I'll do this.
Okay. So when you hear the thisy, that's you do a time cut. You do a time cut. There.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's a tag. You do a tag on this. That's the tag.
Okay.
Okay. And then in between, you know how to do an ad?
Yeah.
Push?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just do that in there.
Hold on.
If we have an ad, which
if
I think
we have
we do.
An ad, which we probably do,
you know
we,
how to do it, but will you do it? See, I feel like you
so,
gotta watch this guy
because he's
it's all about
technicalities. Yes, he's yes.
You have to make him say
he's
okay.
He's a slippery eel.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
legal ease.
Yeah,
yes.
He might as well be in the band Eels.
Oh gosh, yes. Remember when they did that Daniel Johnston cover?
Yeah, I do.
People say it's a band, but it's actually really just the one guy. But
he's being generous and saying
and
that
people
it's the
say
band.
The Eels, but it's really just Eels. And people say that with the Pixies too.
Well, do you remember the Daniel Johnston one I'm talking about though, Hayes?
No.
Discovered, covered, and the premise of the album is that he's dead. Mm. But he's still alive, and I like morbid things like that and art.
We wanted to welcome to Hollywood Handbook
like
and
Inside
Sky
to
hang on, me and Paul are bonding.
Oh, is it this industry we call showbiz?
Oh, what
is
up?
Is it just
up?
Starting now?
Oops. Yes.
This is the end.
Oh, I don't have to sit through the thing where you guys talk, right?
No, we already did that.
No, we get that question a lot.
And honestly, no offense, I tried to listen to the podcast once, and that part, I hope you won't take this the wrong way. It felt interminable, alienating, obligatory, and bleak.
Well, it's for us.
I disagree on obligatory, and I'll tell you why.
We're being encouraged not to do it. And so in that respect.
Meaning you're being discouraged from doing it.
Yes. And so in that respect, it's
but we like to take the positive angle.
The opposite of obligatory in the respect that authority figures are trying to get us to stop.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But it's for us. It's sort of a journal.
Mm-hmm.
So we can go back and just know what was going on for us.
So in your minds, it serves a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. Yes, in the sense that this isn't for anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I'm an old man sipping lemonade on my porch, mm-hmm. I want to look back and remember these years, you know, 50 through 75, when Hayes and I were sort of just getting in there and mixing it up.
It's sort of a gratitude journal.
Yes.
In a way. Are you keeping one of those? I know that you are thinking of...
Wait, Hayes, are we not going to have the song to introduce Paul? What about the song?
Okay, that's a good idea. We should play the song now. So, it's me and Carson Kressley are there, and we're looking at the guy, and he's saying, like, put a pink hat on him or something. And I say, like, well, I know I've said this before, but I think we should teach him to do Muay Thai kickboxing so he can have some confidence at work. And that's when it was, you know, four queers and one tough badass for a black guy. It was always like a black guy that we were like touching up.
Right.
And so, you know, they replaced me with a queer and then. And then I did the man show with Doug Stanhope.
Well,
and then black guy went to – that was Dule Hill. The West Wing was like the spinoff of his part of that show.
Of his section of Queer Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember liking that initial version because I would always agree with your advice to be like – well, maybe we should just teach him how to really pound it out, like really give it to her so good.
Yes.
That she comes begging back for
more. That's what the kickboxing is about. It's not so you can beat people up. You're not going to go to work and knee your boss in the face. It's so you can translate that into
the bedroom.
Yes.
Yes. And it's and sex,
try explaining that to
all
Ted
all
or
heterosexual
whatever.
Sex is a violent act.
Yeah.
I mean that's just scientifically true. And if you've ever watched animals and really watched them, that's what they're doing.
They don't like it.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I went to San Simeon Beach to see the elephant seals. And those guys just are so heavy.
Yeah, and it's rutting season.
Yeah, oh, it's rutting season, all right. Mm-hmm. And I saw a little bit of rutting of butts between the friggin' animals on the beach. But I digress.
We want to introduce our guest.
Yes, we got him here and he's going to do the show.
Paul F. Tompkins is here. You know him from the Super Ego podcast.
That's right.
And we're so thankful to have him. Your first repeat guest.
Well, it's an honor of sorts. And thank you. You know, I've been repeat guest on many, many podcasts. People kind of look to me as a utility player, you know, a guy who they can count on to deliver the goods, you know, a fixer, you know, like Mr. Wolf in Pulp Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
That, hey, our podcast is in real trouble. Let's get this guy in here. And then the downloads go through the roof.
Yes.
You know, the words seem at odds with each other. Like the term download and through the roof seems like conflict, you know, because
you want to go through
down,
the basement.
But then that seems like negative, right? That seems like something that you don't
unless
want
it's
to
like
happen.
The roof of the basement.
Yeah.
Like
there we go.
The money pit.
You've solved it.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Shelley Long.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hanks, others.
Why isn't that a TV show?
The Money Pit, the TV show, where it would be the same couple having to fix up their house for five seasons, God willing.
And then they fix it up and then it breaks again. And yeah.
There's always little fires that they put out, sometimes actual fires.
Well, what I like is they finally get the house fixed up and then, honey, we got to move.
Yeah, it's now a different house.
What season does that happen? Is that at the end of every season or is that?
Well, his job keeps transferring him. Maybe he's an army brat.
They shouldn't keep buying houses then. They should just live in apartments.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. So what do you want the show
be? And also, did you say he's an army brat, but his job keeps moving him? So he's grown up having to move around, and then he gets this job.
He's addicted to it. Well, sometimes we have these patterns in our lives, and we don't even recognize that they're destructive.
Yeah.
Can you relate to that?
I can relate to that.
Speak on that.
There are times where there have been dark times in my life where if I wasn't happy,
oh no,
what I would do is I would buy a bag of potatoes. I had a deep fryer at the time. Oh. I don't anymore. I would deep fry the entire bag of potatoes. What's that?
Can't afford it.
No, they're okay. Do you want to know the truth? Yes, I can't afford a deep fryer anymore.
Well, it's like with printers. It's not the actual deep fryer that's expensive.
It's the oil, the electricity.
Yeah.
So I do have a printer, though. I just want people to know that I do have a printer.
Yes, I interrupted. Yes.
So I would dump the entire sack of potatoes into the deep fryer. And
sack too.
Sorry?
Sack in there as well.
If I was really sad, yes, I would put the sack in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it would be paper. Sometimes it would be that sort of mesh.
Thinking of burlap.
The burlap, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not thinking of burlap. I tell you what, when I'm thinking of burlap, I'll talk about burlap because I know my materials. I know my bags. Okay. I know the difference between paper. Like, there's like a reinforced paper sack.
What? Who is selling you a paper sack of potatoes? That is like the worst material to put potatoes in.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you haven't lived.
And what if it's raining?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry. You've never seen in, like, say, a Bristol Farms.
Oh, sweet.
I hope you're not being condescending.
Oh, do I seem condescending
now? I hope you're not being, and I can't always detect it.
Am I coming off as condescending?
I have a fear that it's starting to veer into that territory. And unfortunately, I can't always detect it. The new medication I'm on has just made everything very difficult for me.
Can I get back to my story?
Yeah. Mm.
So I dump the whole sack of potatoes in there. As Hayes pointed out, sometimes I put the sack in there as well. Deep fry these potatoes. Then I would stick a fork in one and I would just eat it like an apple. So it's like a massive French fry.
Like an apple
French fry.
In that you stick all your apples in, with a fork.
Yeah, like you eat an apple.
Fork in the apple and you eat around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you, I just want to make sure, because some people hold it by the stem or like...
Oh, people hold it by the stem of the apple?
Yeah.
Like the little short stem.
Well, what I used to do as a kid is I would lasso it. I would make a little... I would take twine and I would make a little knot in it and I would lasso the apple and then I'd swing it into my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you spent time on a dude ranch?
Yes. Well, I was a farm orphan, and so a lot of my youth
you'd
was
move from farm to farm.
The animals, yes. Yeah. I was
raised.
I was a farmy brat.
Hold on 1 second. I think you're going to want to take out farmy brat.
In what sense?
Well, I don't think you want that out there that you said that.
From a career, funniness standpoint,
career perspective.
I think from a career perspective.
Yeah.
Because it's not a term that people recognize. I think people are going to think you're trying to be clever, and I think it's going to end up insulting farm people
and army people alike. Perhaps, huh?
I think the army people will be okay with it, but I think I think farm people will be upset. And because you're taking your own story and you're using it to be clever, and I think people will feel betrayed. I think farm people will feel betrayed by you.
Well, modern day people forget that at the time that I was being raised, you would move from farm to farm.
Of course.
You'd use up the land, and they didn't know about soil the way they do now, where you could replenish the nitrates. And then when the land was dead, you just go to another farm.
Well, they would have a crop, like a crop would come up, and they would say, well, that's it. We got the stuff to grow out of this ground.
Yes, they thought that the ground itself just sprouted one crop.
Yeah.
And then you had to find new ground.
Yeah. They didn't realize like it would do it. It could do it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only in the last 10 years, I think, people kind of caught on to that.
Yeah. What was that guy? What was the name of the guy? The rancher guy who everyone has given a real bad rap.
Jolly Rancher?
Clive and Bundy.
Yes, Clive and Bundy. So it was – he has some bad ideas, but – some good ideas, because he did figure out you could use the ground again.
Yeah. He was also the inspiration for Jolly Ranchers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's a very smiley guy. Mm-hmm. Very smiley guy. Loved his sweets.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
Hated his teeth.
Did you know? I was reading about this.
I bet I did, but go ahead.
Bart Simpson was named Bart because it's the same letters as brat.
They call that an amalgam.
Yes.
It's an amalgam of brat.
And they change the letter.
Yeah.
And he become Bart.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Yes, go on.
Now, Lisa Simpson is the same letters as Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher.
Right? Yes. From Wedding Crashers.
Yes.
And from the movie that kind of ripped off Bridesmaids. It looks like the same movie. I can't remember the name of it.
It's called
Wedding Friends.
Maids of the Bride.
Yes. Now, and that is based on she was supposed to have red hair, but they didn't have that kind of crayon.
Did you know that The Simpsons was drawn by crayon up until 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. When they finally, you know,
they use a stylus,
we're
now
able to ship it to Korea.
That's right. It's all done on an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Tablet, excuse me.
Paul, we wanted to do something with you. I want to ask you, did you ever host SNL?
That's a complicated answer that I have to give.
Because I was trying to think, thinking of.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture. I can picture you doing SNL.
Yeah.
And is it not you or what am I seeing?
The short answer is, and technical answer is, no, I have not hosted SNL. The longer and I dare say more interesting answer is there is an episode of SNL that was recorded with me as the host,
which
people have not seen. So technically, I haven't hosted the show.
What am I picturing? Were you doing your Buster Poindexter character? Is that why I have such this image in my mind of you hosting?
I was doing a Buster Poindexter character that was appropriated by David Johansen hours before air.
Okay, yes.
I did it in dress. And, you know, the story of SNL is a lot of stuff gets killed in after dress rehearsal.
Lorne.
Did in dress. The audience loved it. And then I'm called over to Lorne's little corner on the side of the set.
Oh, I've jumped through his hoops.
Drinking
I've
his white
his
wine.
Head games. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And he says –
I were Scott Aukerman and a lot of people are listening to this because we got a CBB ad.
Got that Comedy Bang Bang ad, yeah.
When you said – Lauren's little corner, I would have said his Lorner, if you will. See, that like that's the kind of thing that Scott does a lot, you know?
I think I know what you mean.
Like he does these words.
Smash-ups.
Yes, word smash-ups.
Word smash-ups.
Yes. And so we are trying to do more of those.
Okay.
And so when you say something like that, just give me a little more time to figure it out.
If you say something that you think is ripe for some kind of word smash, just take a minute, do something on your phone.
I'll leave a little pause.
Is it going to cook up?
Yeah.
I'll leave a little pause. That'll happen.
I will cut it out.
Yeah.
But I just
You can shorten up the time.
Yeah. I just need not that long.
Because I think they must edit that one because it seems like he's almost immediately doing it a lot of the time.
Can I tell you a secret?
Because
I've been on that show many times.
Yeah.
They absolutely edit it.
Okay.
They absolutely take out all the pauses.
Yes.
And it's funny because what you're doing right now reminds me, it's exactly what Scott does, is he says, hold on a second.
Yes.
And it'll be like, okay. I'll be way into a story and I've I'll heard, say, hold on a second. I heard, like, I just thought of a smash up.
Mm-hmm. He goes, wait.
Yeah.
That's kind of the sound he makes.
Oh, that was eerie.
Yeah, right.
That was eerie.
Wait.
No. I'm so close to something. Oh,
can I do it for you? Can I do it? Because I do this to him all the time. He hates it. Okay. I have an idea for a word smash up.
And then he says one that is not correct.
And then I kind of feed him one. Yeah. It's like, is this what you're going for? And he goes, oh, of course it is. Of course. That's what I meant.
That's what I
meant. So we're trying to do more of this.
He goes,
so
that's you're what in? I meant. And then he writes it down real quick and goes, see, I had it written down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're in his Lorner.
So you're in the Lorner.
Right. Yes. That's a good smash.
And we'll jump in right here. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes, as you say, he calls me over to his Lorner. Mm-hmm. And he says, and I'll do the impression that everybody does of Lorne. Hey, what you did was good, but I think this guy from the New York Dolls should do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, he's a good friend. My friends, Paul Simon, Chevy Chase, and New York Dolls, David Johansen. I try to throw them a bone. And I say, so I'm just out. I'm just out of the show.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, that's it. And mm-hmm. it's my episode and the one with Steven Seagal are the two you'll never see.
Wow.
You'll never see them. And David Johansen stole that Buster Poindexter character from me.
Who's the one? Is it not you? Who's the one who gets spanked by Tracy Morgan in that one sketch? He's like, I thought it was you who was playing Tracy Morgan's son or something.
Are you thinking of Shaquille O'Neal?
Yes! It was Shaq. That's right. And he got spanked.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, how about that Adrian Brody character?
That was so funny. Tell me that wasn't funny. When he put on that wig.
And he's doing the Rasta Man.
Oh,
yeah. Jean Paul.
Yes.
A high point in a show that's been on for about 40 years now.
I mean, and it's made me laugh maybe a dozen times.
You know, right? Exactly.
And friggin' when he comes out and is doing that and talking like a guy who's like a black guy from an island, but he's not that kind of guy.
Whoa,
I'm friggin' losing it.
Achibaba. Beep, boop, 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 beep, deep, 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 kink, 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 bow.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
I'm going to stop this down a little bit because if we get into talking about SNL history too much,
right.
Sean will remember the thing where Sinead O'Connor ripped up that picture of the Pope because he thinks that was good. And he'll talk about how that was like a good statement to do.
So sacrilegious.
Though. Yes. And it was, and it's not the kind of thing that we certainly want to talk about on the show.
Gotcha.
And so.
I'm almost finished eating this hoagie.
Do you have a lot of Catholic listeners?
We
don't want.
I got some mustard on my shirt. Oh, I got to find something to clean this up.
You know, the Anglicans?
Yeah.
You know,
CV?
Yes.
And the last bite is getting chewed and swallowed.
Hey, we're running out of time.
But I think we're done, so that's great.
Okay.
And I'm putting the cans back on.
So my question to you, do you have a lot of Catholic listeners? Your question is, do you know the Anglicans? So you feel like it was answered.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We wanted to do our best ofs.
Yes. Because have you ever done something like this?
Once or twice, perhaps.
We had a lot of highlights of this past year, and we thought it would be a good idea to bring in Paul Tompkins because even though you were not on the show for a lot of these, it would just be fun to have you to comment on
to kind
like
of
how,
count down and talk about, you know, the moments that we all remember as being so fun and funny.
Do you know, I love doing stuff like this because that's real.
Yes.
Show business, you know what I mean?
Yes.
When you're talking about it, when you're reviewing it, and when you're giving, and I think this will be fun for your listeners, that sort of insider perspective.
Yes.
You know, which is what you're all about, right?
Because people think that we just come in and we just do it and we just do the show and it's just like as if magic trick.
Yeah. It's not magic.
No. And so
it's a lot
you
of hard
would
work.
Be the perfect person to bring in as an alternative to like an engineer or someone who isn't here every day.
Oh.
Like you could provide the perspective of someone who was not here.
And who knows some of these big celebrities that were doing the show and that were having these fun, spontaneous moments.
Absolutely. And also, you know, like the engineer perspective, and no offense to you, Sam, but the engineer's perspective is mostly going to be, oh, what dials was I looking at? Mm-hmm. What button was I pressing for GarageBand?
If that, because I think what's happening in their brains is not actually even that similar to what's happening inside of ours.
Different brains.
Lizard brains.
Yes, they're primarily in their lizard
brains. Do you know
brains.
About these?
The conspiracy? Yes. About the lizard people in the caves? George Bush?
Oh, that's so interesting.
Is that what you meant?
I was talking about just like our lizard brains.
Just the reptilian the primal part of fear. Your brain.
Yes, of course.
And all that's fight or flight.
And how, you know, that is dictating so much of what we find to be funny or scary or
you get two choices, fight
sexual.
Or flight.
Sexual,
right? Mm-hmm. I choose to fight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's not on a case-by-case basis.
Nope.
It's regardless
it
of
is
whatever
every
other
time.
Factors, always
every,
fight.
Mm-hmm. Every single time.
Oh, wow.
I'm not a flyer. Dangerous. I'm a fighter. Stand my ground, I fight. Stand your ground.
Oh, but if you could fly or if you could be invisible, which one would you want?
Oh,
and third option, or if you could be like the Flash and so fast.
Oh, that one.
Yes. Yeah. Me too.
That one.
Hayes.
Just to be able to, like, I mean, you know, I guess it would be cool to fly, but to run really fast?
Mm-hmm.
What more could you want?
What human could experience that, you know? Yeah.
Be faster than Usain Bolt.
The fastest guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
To, like, leave him in the dust. And, oh, you know what would be
just
so great?
Just fucking embarrass him in front of his wife.
If you could run, literally run rings around him and taunt him the whole time and then, like, call over his wife, like, hey, check this out, you know? That would be humiliating for him.
Yeah. Yeah, and make somebody, to make a champion like that look like a loser.
You hold out your arm. Yes. I would hold out my arm, like, stick out my elbow, right?
Do a whistle.
Indicating you should take my arm.
Mm-hmm. I went to high school with a guy who had this t-shirt that's always stuck with me, and it said, hold my trophy while I kiss your girlfriend. And underneath it said, Chump Gear, which I think was the brand. Now, that to me, that is the peak of human experience, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just if I'm running so fast that a champion like Usain Bolt has to friggin' hold my trophy while I kiss his girlfriend, well, Chump Gear.
Can I tell you why you don't see that t-shirt today? And this is a fatal mistake.
Everyone gets
by
a trophy.
Chump Gear.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Well, there's that.
That's why.
Everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah.
So if you're saying, hold my trophy while I kiss your girlfriend, the guy who you're telling to hold the trophy is going to say, I can't hold your trophy. I'm busy holding my trophy because everyone gets a trophy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 And guess what? You were lying about your girlfriend.
Who was?
Hold on a second. I think we need, I think.
Are you,
point? We need an edit point because I got lost in the story and I forgot that.
the story told by the t-shirt?
We need the key jingle.
Oh, sorry. So that's a cutty.
That's a cutty, yeah. Because I forgot that the guy is saying, hold the trophy. I'm going to kiss your girlfriend.
Yes, it's a confusing t-shirt.
Another reason why you don't see them
you
around
thought he
anymore.
Was saying,
well, I
hold my trophy while I kiss my own girlfriend.
I inadvertently made it that. I inadvertently made it that.
Sure.
And I did that was not my intention.
Well, and that's honorable.
Okay, now we're back in. The reason, in addition to everyone gets a trophy, the reason you don't see those t-shirts anymore, Chump Gear, fatal flaw in that name because it makes it seem like it's gear for chumps.
That was always strange to me.
Yes, the idea is this is gear aimed at. Like
it's gear for chumps to read.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You can't read it. It's upside down.
What should it have
that
been
too.
Called?
Yeah.
What should it have been called?
Champ gear.
Aha.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you want us to leave out the part where you
where I got lost in the story.
And figured out and figured out where you like settled on champ gear. The time you took to kind of work out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that, I mean, you get why I want that cut out, right?
Yeah. It was a very long road. Chimp gear.
Okay. Okay, Hayes.
I'm just saying if we're cutting out mine, we should cut out yours too. It's fair.
But you're making it seem like I'm being a jerk about this.
No, I'm just making sure. I'm clarifying.
Oh, you're just making sure.
For Engineer Sam.
Paul, he never said that you were a jerk.
Is this what you want to do?
Pick sides.
Pick sides?
Yeah.
Because you're welcome to jump into this. Now, look, last time I was here, we got along great.
Which one? You and me or you and Hayes?
All of us.
Oh, okay.
I can't speak to your relationship with each other. That's not my place to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had heard a lot of people have, guests on this show. It gets very combative.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys can be insulting. And so when I did the show, I was on high alert.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a wonderful time. And I thought, these guys are like me. What is everybody talking about? But something's different today. And I don't know what it is, guys.
Different engineer.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and it's the vibe that he brings.
He wasn't even working here. You remember when it was Frank?
No, you know what? I do remember Frank.
Yes.
Yeah.
I do remember Frank, but I think it might have been a different guy when I was here last.
Hmm.
Cody, Brett, mm-hmm. one of those.
All kind of bring this like sunny energy.
And a chill vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Guys, can we – I want to reset. I don't want to have this be like this.
It's a terrible tone for the best ofs.
Yes. Which,
we haven't even gotten to.
No. Well, we had planned to do about 25 best ofs, and at this point I think we're only going to do maybe two.
But we are – this is another thing from Scott. We're extending the show a lot.
Yes, we have found that. In looking into the show – and that's because so many new listeners are coming to the show and because they're doing it from the CBB ad, that is why we asked you what Riddle Me This is, and you still haven't really explained it. Oh, hi.
Oh, now we did.
It's Engineer Cody. Oh,
we did get somewhat off track. But I just want to clarify that's not necessarily my doing, right?
No, we are supposed we
no,
are
okay.
No,
all right.
We are struggling with Scott wants us to go 2 hours, and so we are struggling with the demands of the new format.
What are we up to now?
I have no sense of that.
It feels to me like we've been here half a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to do Riddle Me This.
Right.
Quickly.
And we don't know what
you're doing
exactly
the game
is.
From Comedy Bang.
So that
yes,
people feel comfortable.
Because we got an ad on that show.
People will feel comfortable listening to this one.
Accustomed to that show are coming right. here and they want to hear the game that they
the most popular
like
game.
To listen to.
Yes.
Yes. And so.
So you need me to explain what the game is.
Yes. Please.
Yes.
My
please,
pleasure.
Yes.
Okay.
Riddle Me This is a game where everyone has to guess. A riddle. Somebody says a riddle. We go around in turns. Somebody mm-hmm. says a riddle, and then the other person has to guess what that riddle is.
Mm-hmm.
Not the answer to the riddle. They have to guess, like, is it a famous riddle that I would have heard somewhere before, or did you just make that riddle up?
Hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for the players, it makes it easy. Like if you're the person who has to come up with the riddle, you can either make up your own riddle
uh-huh.
or you can remember a riddle from days gone by.
Mm-hmm. But you have to say the truth of what you did.
Well, I know
yes.
a riddle.
Okay.
I saw a riddle recently where the answer is the library. Is that helpful?
That's a little – I mean that gives us something.
Okay.
It's better
so
to have –
So am I playing the game now?
It's better
–
you not yet. It's better to start with the question part.
You give the question and the answer.
You don't even have to give the answer.
Oh,
you
okay.
just have to give the riddle. And then you have to guess, is this a riddle
is
that
a
I've
real
heard
riddle.
Before or is this a riddle that you've just made up?
So if this, it's the one where it's the doctor's his mom, like if I'm doing
nope,
that riddle.
No, that's not a riddle. That's a logic problem.
Okay.
There's a big difference.
Okay.
And a lot of people
you
fall into this trap.
You think that a woman being a doctor is a logic problem?
Absolutely it is. Because what if it's, you know, what, that time of the month?
Oh, gosh. And she's got her finger on the button.
Yeah, the button that
the
puts, gives you anesthesia.
Button, yeah.
The surgery button. That's right. And she's like, I'm crabby. I'm not going to save this guy's life. I'm going to let him bleed out.
Oh, yeah, and give me chocolate, and then that gets inside your stitches.
Why do they have no female engineers here?
Oh, that's a good question.
Wow.
It's a really good question.
Wow.
Frank leaves. It's a great opportunity to have a female engineer.
To get a
someone
gal.
Who's going
to
be the Sandra Day O'Connor of Earwolf Engineers.
Yes.
Well, what and I was saying about the engineer brains, though.
Instead, they bring in a Clarence Thomas.
I think the engineer brains all work in, like, numbers and, you know.
Ones and
like,
zeros.
Yes.
Binary.
It's that kind of thing.
And women are so emotional.
Yes, which I think can be great about them.
Yeah, and it's a it's more of a job for like a Spock than it is for a Roseanne.
Mm-hmm, exactly, yes, which are the two types of human in a lot of ways.
Emotional and logical.
Yeah, you're either a Spock or a Roseanne.
That's right.
Okay, so you do a riddle.
Yeah. Okay. You want me to start?
Well...
Just because now that I've explained the game,
yeah,
I'll start.
Okay.
And then you'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to provide a riddle.
Okay.
Then I'll go to each of you in turn, and then I get to weigh in as well on whether or not it's a real riddle or one I've just made up.
Okay.
You're weighing
this
in.
This sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. To trick us.
I'm
maybe.
Starting.
Yes. Maybe.
People like this, huh?
They love it.
Okay.
It's the most popular game.
Okay.
What has three legs, four legs in the morning,
yeah.
two legs in the afternoon, and three legs at night?
Mm. I have a pretty good joke to make about this. I know it's got three legs in the morning, which is what you almost said, and it's me because I got friggin' morning wood. Remember you wake up with a boner?
Like an erection?
Yeah.
I remember.
I do remember that.
Yeah. I remember.
Yeah.
Pretty intense joke, huh? So now what are we supposed to do in the game?
Ah, now this is the game part. You have to guess. Is that a real riddle that I remember from somewhere, or did I make that up just now?
I think you stole it.
Oh, hold on. It's not your turn yet.
Okay.
Okay. Hayes, real riddle, or did I just make it up?
Well, I hope it's not real because otherwise we won't get to... Run, we won't get to play it on the show because we made this mistake with songs.
Uh huh.
Like, if you play a song, you can't actually, they, like, the people who own the song will call
and want money
because of copyrights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. With riddles, I think it's different.
No, it is. It is.
Oh, it is different.
Yes.
Okay. So then we're okay.
That's even more money.
Yeah. So then what do you,
Well, because the riddle people, because songs get used all the time, so they kind of can let it slide sometimes, but riddles get used pretty rarely, which makes this a very dangerous game.
True.
Yeah.
Well, then, okay. Well, let's play out the round, and then we'll figure out how to proceed if we're worried about riddle copyrights.
Okay. So this.
Sean?
Yeah.
It's not your turn yet.
Okay.
Did you know that Happy Birthday? That song is the same that you have
myth.
To. What?
You're about to say a myth and you're falling into a trap.
No, it is not a myth. It is not a myth. It is not a myth. You have to, it costs money to do that in the movie. And so that's why you have people singing, like, have a good birthday and stuff in the movies because they aren't allowed to do happy birthday.
Happy
yeah,
birthday
you're
to
following
someone.
The same myth.
Yes.
That's the same myth. And that's why TGI Fridays had to write their own birthday song, which I think is actually better for one thing. And so in a way it's positive, but you don't actually have to pay anyone.
I think it is fake because nothing could do that.
Okay.
Nothing could have the different number.
So you're saying
of
not
legs.
A real riddle. You think I just made that riddle up?
Yes, because it's if you actually think about it, it's impossible.
Okay.
Okay.
Sean, now it's your turn.
And so just to go over it again, I remember my three legs joke, but I'm trying to remember the actual riddle.
Right.
Which is four legs in the
four
morning.
Four legs in the morning, two legs in the afternoon, and
yeah.
three legs at night.
It's a monster.
No, you're not supposed to answer the riddle. That's absolutely not important. Just guess.
That's terrifying.
Is it a real? Of
it's
course,
friggin'
it is.
Changing leg numbers all day.
I don't mean to. Let's not get sidetracked. As scary as that is, the point of it is not for you to answer the riddle. The point anybody could do that. That's any stupid game. Is it a real riddle that exists already, or did I just make it up?
I'm sorry. No. You know what? I didn't know being called stupid is part of the game. So I'm going to bow out of this.
I wasn't trying to call.
So thank you very much, but no.
Sean, it doesn't seem very – maybe that's what they do on the other show, but we don't like to do
that. That's maybe Scott's kind of humor and maybe not so much ours.
I apologize if it came off that way. It was not my intention at all to call you stupid. I was merely trying to explain the game, and maybe I got too excited because I love playing this game.
Yes.
And I apologize. I do not – for the record, I don't think that you're stupid.
Apology feels sincere, but again, I can't always tell. So, well, if I was wrong, then I'm sorry too. If I misunderstood something, but it didn't feel like I did.
Thanks for that.
So the game. Okay. So it's not a monster. Is it a spider? I mean, that's the only thing where I think of number of legs, really.
Let me you know what? I've realized I've explained this poorly. And so let me explain it better. And I see why it's not quite making sense. It's the fault is mine. It's not – it's less about it's less about finding an answer to the riddle and forget about you can forget about answering the riddle, okay, and all you have to think is,
but these are wrong answers.
Well, they might be right, they might be wrong.
Okay,
the real question I'm asking is,
but if it is, can I say if it is a Frankenstein, that is still a monster?
Noted.
Yes. Okay.
Noted.
Because that, you know, they're putting his arms and stuff on, so maybe they put on different legs and one leg doesn't.
And so over the course of a day, they realize, yeah, they feel like they got it down, and they're like, let's try something else, and then they finish with the three legs, and then they quit.
Well, they do four by accident, and then
they start out with too many.
Yes, yeah. And then they do two, like just a guy.
Yeah.
They and then four, they say, wait a minute.
Two unwieldy. Then they do two, he falls over. And they go, and they we say, need at what least if one we... more for balance.
Yes. Like a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, well, you've got
and
more.
And that one is when they – the third one is when they give him the big, you know.
Now, here's the danger with go this ahead. Game is you end – you could end up playing a different game, which I think is what we're doing right now.
Oh, well.
Which is where we're trying to solve the riddle. That's
building
not,
monster. Oh.
Yeah, that's it's less about that. It's more about – the very simple question, is that a riddle that exists already, or did I just make that riddle up?
Okay. Well, which one is it?
Well, that's what you have to – you tell me.
Oh, wow.
What do you
so
think?
So I am answering a riddle.
In a manner – you're more answering a question than a riddle. You're answering a question about a riddle, if that makes sense.
A little bit. Well, if it's – yeah. Honestly, it doesn't seem to me – and this could be even considered a strategy, what I've done so far, because it doesn't seem like you really know the answer, which means it probably is not a –
Let me stop you.
It doesn't seem like it's
–
yes.
Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
It's really – my apologies if I have been unclear. It's really not about answering the riddle.
No, I know, but I'm
whether
saying,
or not I
I've
know
said
the
some
answer.
Answers and it didn't seem like you knew them, so that makes it seem like maybe it's not even your own.
Oh,
riddle.
I see. Okay, please continue with that. That's great. That's great. Now you're playing the game. This is great.
So it's maybe because if you made it up, you probably would know the answer. Do you agree, Hayes?
I just remembered where this is from, and I do know this riddle from before.
Sean hasn't answered yet. Whoa. Sean hasn't answered yet. So
but
you're
I
giving
help
him.
That's changing my.
You want to help him?
Yes,
okay.
But I could be lying too. I'm not. It's from the end of Krippendorf's tribe.
Okay.
Starring Richard Dreyfuss and Jenna Elfman?
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's like.
Sci-fi.
It's like, because I was watching, I was looking at this the other day.
Krippendorf's tribe?
Yes. And this is actually going to distract me because the whole time...
No, keep going.
Who was supposed to be his mom in that?
Oh.
Jen Elfman, I thought.
Okay, I thought it was one of the natives.
But they, okay.
Because that's what I was. That's why it's his tribe, right? Because his mom's, his mom's one of those natives, so he technically owns.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, so his mother's one of the natives.
I thought. I mean, it's been.
So he's half Krippendorf,
it's
is
been
half
a
native?
While. It's actually, I'll be honest, it's been a while since I've seen it, maybe a week and a half. And so I don't actually remember exactly what happened with his mom in it.
I've only ever seen the poster, and I thought that.
Yeah, because he's lifting up, and you think, like, he's lifting up his mom.
Yeah, you think he's lifting up his mom.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But then they kiss.
But maybe in that tribe, that's not a weird thing.
I know. And that's what's so messed up.
Well, but I mean, you can't. That's another culture. That's not our culture. So who are we to
judge?
Well,
here's why I ask. Because my DVR cut off the last like 45. Cut off the last like 45 minutes.
So you only saw the first 20.
Yeah, it's.
Did you do record as scheduled?
Very short movie.
Did you record as scheduled or did you do
Add extra time, yeah.
A lot of times, you have to add extra time.
A lot of times they won't give you that prompt unless it's a live broadcast.
Mm.
So you have to kind of remember, hey, because of the way these cable companies schedule things, maybe this movie will end at, you know, 2:07 instead of at 2 and, you know.
But here's what's interesting about that. Maybe that whatever program is on before is a live thing. So then,
right?
If that had that pushes, extra 15 minutes, then
that
it pushes
everything back,
the movie.
Pushes everything back. Then you miss the last 45 minutes of Krippendorf's tribe.
Yes. So, did I win or what
did
happened
you guess?
With the game?
You didn't. I don't know if you guessed. Was it a real riddle or did I make it up? You didn't say definitively. I don't think.
Okay. Okay.
So your guess is.
Okay, good job. I mean, yeah, I think, yeah.
Now I guess.
I think you nailed it, yes. Now you're going to guess, yeah.
I'm going to guess that it's an existing riddle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the answer is, it is an existing riddle.
Oh!
And it's from?
It's from, I believe, Krippendorf's tribe?
Yes.
Yes.
What's
that must be where I got it. I think I gleaned it from the poster.
So is the answer a monster and you've been playing coy or what is the...
I'm not going to tell you the answer to the riddle because that... I feel that's another game. And I want to keep... I want for the listener...
I'm going to look it up.
You know, people who are listening to this because they've come from Comedy Bang Bang, I don't want it to get muddied. What has... Four legs
riddle
in the morning.
In the morning.
Legs.
Four legs in the morning.
Two
riddle.
Legs in the
Hashtag
afternoon.
Riddle.
And then three legs in the
three
evening.
Three legs in the evening. Two legs in the afternoon.
A sphinx? That is a monster.
It's true. The sphinx.
Well, that's what you said.
So, yeah. Well, here's what I don't think works about this game is
he's
it seems
making
like
up the rules.
Lying
the rules
is a big part of
yes.
it.
Yes.
And the
rules lie
keep
even
changing,
about the rules.
Well, guys,
and then
guys,
you're lying during a
guys,
big part
when
of the
did
game.
I, when did I lie? When did I lie? Honestly, when did I lie?
Well, you said it wasn't a monster.
I never said that. I never said that.
He said, is it a monster? And you said that was wrong.
I said that was not the point of the game.
Boy.
I wasn't rendering a judgment on whether or not it was a monster.
So Comedy Bang Bang fans, thanks for coming to our show from their show. Let me catch you up. Apparently the game is everybody lies to each other and then I get called stupid in the middle of it. And that's the fucking game that you guys like.
That
so,
ended up being very
I got a
big
feeling
dinner.
Maybe you're not going to like this show because actually a lot of my friends are on this show and we do have friendships that we like to maintain. And it's the lying that bothers me. You
what's
know
the
what
one?
I mean?
We got to do best ofs. What's the one clip that we...
What's the main clip that we really feel strongly about?
The Zachary Levi episode?
Oh, yes. What a nerd.
When he came on...
Yeah, I like his when he was talking about nerd stuff, even though he's kind of, you know, kind of a cool celebrity.
I know why you like that. Because you're such a nerd.
Paul!
You like nerdy stuff.
I'm exposed!
It's getting around. It's starting to get around.
Everyone
out there.
Knows this.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
But I like that. I like that people know.
Well, it is nice. And mm-hmm. Hayes, you even got some extra nerdy glasses for today's show yeah. to sort of,
and people
like,
send
I think,
me,
embrace it.
People send me comic and, like, stuff like oh, that. I gosh. Like that.
When people send me comic, I'm like, okay, you got me. I'm a nerd. I'm a closet nerd. Yeah. But I feel like... Oh, I'm a nerd too. I feel like that's a thing that you don't have to be ashamed of anymore.
Well, know? And what
they used to be
on,
like, oh, they're
going to
beat
that.
Me up. Well, because it used to be, oh, they're going to beat me up. Like
yes,
I just said.
Yes.
But now it's like, oh, cool. People are nerds too, you know?
Well, mm-hmm. yes. People who used to be nerds are getting cool. And in some ways, the nerds are
like
taking
Matt
over
Myra.
And look out bullies.
Yes. And now they're pumping our gas and I'll beat them up.
Yes, and they're pumping our gas. And
now
and
it's all nerds. It's the nerds' turn to beat other people up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and
because they're getting stronger,
and beat yeah. them up with money, and they're actually doing CrossFit.
They're getting physically
now.
Very yes. strong.
Well, yes, a lot of nerds are great athletes.
Not
now.
Just beating them up with money, but beating them up physically with yes. muscles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm proud to say that I'm a nerd and that I work out and I want to beat people up.
Yes, I love saying that, yes, I am a nerd. Technically, I am a nerd, but also I'm incredibly physically fit. I'm mm-hmm. a good athlete. I'm cool. I'm good with girls. I get yeah. plenty of them.
Tons of sex.
Mm-hmm. And when I'm giving it to them, oh, man, you better believe they know that they're getting it
well,
from
this is
a
like,
real nerd,
this is like they first
you know?
Did this.
I'm a fucking pussy nerd.
They did this. Did you see Revenge of the Nerds? Because that's what it is.
Yeah.
The guy, yeah. the triumph of that movie is the guy pretends he's somebody else.
That's
puts
right.
on a mask.
Yeah.
Has sex with the guy's girlfriend without her knowing.
Yes. Not just any mask, by the way.
Yes.
Darth Vader, yeah. which I
Darth
love
Vader.
Star Wars, and it's so cool.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Hello.
One of the revenges that the nerds will visit upon everyone is non-consensual sex.
Yes. He rapes that girl, but he did it so good.
She loves it.
Because.
So is it really rape?
Because he's a nerd, because he, and you can be a nerd for the female anatomy and knowing all the different pieces and
like
how
you're saying
work.
You're a pussy nerd.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's what it is, because nerds think about sex all the time and jocks are just thinking about sports until they don't know how to have sex.
That's right. Classic.
What was the,
Zachary Levi?
Zachary Levi, were we going to play?
Should we do the Curtis Armstrong one? Or we
oh, well, now you've got me fired up for that one,
yeah.
too.
We
yeah.
had a bunch.
And because, well, Zachary Levi made a somewhat of an interesting confession when he was on our show.
Yes, that's right.
If you remember, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Refresh my memory.
Well, let's play it. And
oh,
let's
well,
refresh,
sure.
Let's refresh your memory
let's
that way.
Get absolutely. The sound clip up so that we know that we're going to go into a clip.
Okay.
Yep.
So do the... That's a different set. Yes. Okay, good. Zachary, thanks so much for coming on the show. We know you from Chuck, of course. Thank you for taking a break from being Chuck. You had something that you wanted to confess on...
Accidentally.
Yes, you had something... That you wanted to just kind of stumble into
yeah, and,
on our show.
Yeah, and so let's... well,
so
how
guess,
was Comic-Con this year for you?
Yes,
I know you always have a big thing set up there.
You know what? This is weird to say, but I'm not really a nerd.
What?
I know I've told everybody, like, I'm a big nerd and stuff, and I have this nerd HQ thing at Comic-Con, but I'm not really a nerd. I really like sports.
Get out! And I am not doing Elaine
what?
From Seinfeld right now.
But you guys invited me on the show.
Well, that's when we thought that you were doing the truth, and now you're doing lies.
It's the lying that I think is the worst.
I never should have made that confession.
Even by accident.
I accidentally
which
just made
which you
seem it.
Very self-assured about.
Yeah. This is really going to fuck my life up.
What is that podcast thing? What is the thing you have?
Nerd HQ.
Is that what is that?
It's just a place for nerds to hang out together and play video games, I think.
Did that come before Nerdist or after?
After.
Boy.
I saw what Nerdist was doing, and I was like, I want to get on that train. And now I'm a nerd, and now, I mean, it's out there now. I'm not a nerd. I'm a good-looking guy.
Wow.
And I love sports.
Hmm.
I wear baseball hats.
Yep. For you to take something that somebody else built.
It just, it was irresistible to me. I wanted to be as cool as nerds are.
You're a bad guy.
Yep. You got that right. I'm a bad guy. And you know what?
And to play Chuck, for someone like you,
that role should have gone to Chris Hardwick.
To put on the Chuck name tag.
The worst part was on the set of Chuck having to act like I was a
good guy
in real life.
And a good
nerd.
And a good nerd.
And I remember, like, between takes, I would say, oh, this is so easy to play Chuck because I'm a nerd in real life.
Oh.
And everyone believed me.
And you
Even
were really
Yvonne
a mean
Strahovski.
Chuck.
Hey, Zachary?
Yeah?
What do you really think of Paul F. Tompkins?
That guy? I wish I could be as nerdy as he is.
Oh, yeah.
I'm jealous.
Yeah, you're jealous. You think he's really got the goods.
He knows comic book stuff and video games and things.
Oh, wow. That must increase his popularity.
All I know
huh?
is, like, World Series stats.
Mm. Oh, boy. That's a real super jock.
And you can be nerdy about sports. You can like sports.
I guess, nerdy. But I'm not. I like sports at a level where it's not quite nerdy. It's just the regular jockey way of knowing about sports.
Anyway, Sam's rubbing his face in a sleepy way. So
you gotta put him down.
Let's cut out of that clip. And you're tired. You gotta go sleep.
Yeah.
It's tough on all of us. The extended new format is tough on all of us.
Yeah, it is.
And
it's been,
I told
not easy.
Scott, it was one thing when he asked us to only do a half hour when we were first starting the podcast.
Yes, and for us to basically not be on mic for most of that half hour, it was like he had some of his music he wanted us to play, and then he
music
also...
like he... Oh, am I me or am I?
Oh, you're
okay,
Paul
yeah.
Tompkins.
Music, yeah. Like his own music that he composed and recorded?
Yeah, he was working on some stuff and he just wanted airplay for it. And then he also was making us play clips of like friends of his and stuff his parents
and
were doing.
And lots of ad overflow.
What kind of stuff that his parents were doing?
From what I could glean, it was... recipes. It was lifestyle stuff. It was recipes, fashion tips. Mm-hmm. It was some exercise, like some healthy living stuff.
Travel
some
stuff?
Of their,
any travel yeah. stuff?
Voicemails. Mm-hmm. Like, he ran out of room on his voicemail,
mm-hmm.
and so he would port his voicemails over into our podcast so he could listen to them there.
So he would
listen
in.
To his voicemails.
So most
via
of our
the
downloads
podcast.
Were just him just checking his
messages.
Voicemail.
Right.
And then and then it was just life hacks.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know,
love life
how
hacks.
To, that how was to peel an egg. Great.
And we should do those again.
That's where I first heard that thing about, you know, when you travel you put your clothes into a big ball.
Yeah.
You start with the socks and then you wrap shirts and pants around them.
Well, because then the clothes, you put them, if you, like, you can just put them in a bag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You literally carry back.
Throw your suitcase away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you paid money for it. Sell it.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sell it to some fucking sucker who doesn't have this life hack.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of pieces of shit
A guy
shit
who's still
there.
Just folding his clothes and putting them in one at a time.
And
dickhead.
Well, a piece
of shit.
And bananas? You're supposed to eat, I don't know, it's like...
From the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, and here's what they say, here's what's genius about it is, people say, you eat it from the bottom because then you have a handle to eat the banana with,
uh-huh.
as opposed to the way where you peel it from the top and you're holding the bottom. That's not the same as having
a
handle.
And then you bite your hand.
Idiots.
You end up biting your hand.
Because the
you
peel
can't see it
is
anymore.
Covering your hand.
Yes.
You end up biting into your hand thinking it's more banana.
You bite through your hand, yeah.
And so all this time,
taking out egg yolks with a water bottle, okay? So you got the egg there, and then you have an empty water bottle, and you squeeze it, and the suction gets the egg yolk. Oh,
just keep, no,
Sam!
No, 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 no.
It's okay, just keep going.
Sam!
He's really freaking out about spilling that water.
No, he did.
I spilled.
No, don't say. No, don't say you spilled. Don't say you spilled.
That's absolutely fine.
Just keep going, and we'll act like everything's. And did she come in here because of the spill?
No, this is someone is lost, and I give guys give, okay. give me
time.
Just shut up.
Are we in trouble because we spilled?
No, Paul.
Are they mad at us because we spilled?
I'm lost.
Okay. Okay. So. Something happened. I think everything is okay. Somebody came in here after the spill.
That was Amy Mann.
Okay.
That was Amy. Who?
Okay. Is that the cleaning thing? Is that the cleaning person?
Yeah. What's her name?
That was not the cleaning person. No, that was Oscar-nominated singer-songwriter Amy Mann.
Okay. Oh.
She was here to do commentaries for the Comedy Bang Bang TV show DVDs.
And now Sean spilled?
And then Sean spilled. It was weird timing. Yeah. Really weird timing. Oh. So I could see why you would think she was the cleaning lady. But the cleaning lady who...
Well,
you
she
know,
appeared
she's
been, immediately upon
exactly.
the spill.
Exactly. Like, because a veteran cleaning lady, you know, would hear... She would probably know the sound of a glass tipping over means water spills
water,
out.
Yeah.
And like just bolt in here. But yeah, no, it was Amy Mann.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
We know each other because of the Magnolia.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
It's a movie that we both.
That's the kind of flower I knocked over. That's the kind of flower I knocked over when I spilled.
Did you catch them up, the listeners up on what happened? What Sean knocked over?
No. We caught them up on how nothing happened.
And
could
it's
you,
safe to be here.
Yes. Oh, God, I hope nobody's name got ruined on the table.
I don't think so. They seem to be on there pretty well.
Or I hope it was like...
Somebody small.
Yeah, I hope it was like Jonah Ray
a nobody?
Or
yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like Silvestri's pretty pale.
Do you think he's a real nerd? Jonah Ray? Because remember the Nerdist podcast? They would
too
have...
Too tall.
Yeah. Too tall to be a real nerd?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about Matt Myra?
And now I don't know what that is. He a BMXer or something?
I always... Well, he was one of... He's the third Nerdist guy. I always thought he was a nerd, but then he's lost some weight, and it makes me think, I don't know if he's a nerd.
And
lose weight doing BMX, or?
He probably lost weight doing BMX. I mean, I can't imagine what else he'd be doing.
Matt Myra, Birth of Big Air, right?
That's right.
And he dirt bike guy?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I would not say he's necessarily a nerd. I wouldn't call him a jock, per se.
Because it's a different thing. See, there are certain sports that don't fall under jockiness.
Yes.
Like one of them is mixed martial arts, which, by the way, a lot of people don't understand mixed martial arts.
Yes, thank
they
you.
They think it's
Paul,
all about
thank you.
Brutality. They think it's all about trying to – being violent.
No.
Obviously, that's not what it's about. Mixed martial arts is all about strategy and cunning.
Yes.
It's chess.
Yeah. It's three-dimensional chess.
It's three-dimensional chess
where,
with
like,
your body.
Your foot is the rook. And then you want to take
yeah,
out
I mean,
the...
Foot's the mm-hmm.
Okay, well...
Well, you just think about the arcs that it makes. I mean, your foot's the knight.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You're right.
Rook straight line, right. that's your
yeah.
punching
okay.
fist.
It's Chinese chess.
Your foot's the knight.
To punching
and let's
fist.
Say the face is the pawn.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's headbutt. Yeah, just
and
one,
so
one
you're
small
just
move.
Like,
yeah.
yeah, you're just going for... You're kicking the person in the face because of strategy.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I...
Yeah,
because you're thinking...
Knight takes pawn.
Yeah, if I kick this guy in the face... I will knock him unconscious, and then he can't fight me anymore.
Yes.
I will have won the game through strategy.
Well, the brain's the king.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Knight takes pawn. Now the king's vulnerable. The king's in check because
he's
got a concussion.
That's right. And you come at the king. You best not miss.
Kill the brain.
Mm, yes.
Yes.
Mm, yes. Yeah. And the crown will not be given. It must be taken.
Yes. Yes.
Zombies.
Yes. If you saw Empire.
Thanks so much for coming in, Paul.
No more clips? Just the one?
Oh, God.
We're supposed to do a lot more.
We were supposed to. Part
I mean, you
of
whittled,
what Scott
you whittled
wanted
it
was
down,
for us to do a lot
you
of
whittled
clips.
It down from, I think, 15 or 20 to 2.
It was 25. We went
one,
to 2, and then we played just the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The great clip, though.
It was good. It didn't meander. It was,
on, it was
tight.
Yeah, it was tight.
What I like about these clips is how tight they are.
Yeah.
Because our show, and I'll be honest, can feel a little loose.
Mm-hmm.
That
was a thing. That was another conversation.
Another note was he was kind of
a little
like
too loose.
Get
yes.
into
a little too
was,
free ranging.
I mean, a lot of the notes were kind of going back to just like three life hacks, two style tips.
One voicemail.
Yeah, mm-hmm. One voicemail, and then we're out.
And riddle me this.
Yes, and play riddle me this, which is a nasty game.
And did we ever cut back in on where the ad is going to be? Does it have to be here?
You know what we might want to do is just not do an ad this week. Okay. And I know people are going to be pissed.
Okay, so if there was no ad, then it was that we did get one.
We did have one, but
we decided not to do it.
Yes, and
was it cards?
The cards thing, they stopped
paying money.
They stopped paying money for ads, which I think was like some kind of reference.
Some
like,
symbol.
I think they want us to do like this alt thing where it's like this episode is not sponsored by Cards Against Humanity, mm-hmm. and they asked us not to read an ad because they didn't even pay for one.
Right.
Which I refuse to do. And I know that's what that means. I know that's what they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we can read between the lines. If somebody stops paying for ads, it's obviously some kind of signal to us that what they want us to do is this kind of like indie, you know, alternative anti-ad.
It's passive aggressive. Mm. It's passive aggressive to not pay for advertising and then expect the people to figure out like what
without
you mean
even
by
saying
that.
What you want.
Yeah.
I find a lot of companies are doing this.
Huh?
Yes.
Huh?
Corporations, it turns out, are not people.
Yeah, sorry, George W. And between the freaking Democrats and the Republicans, this country's going in the shitter in a big way, and there's only one way out, and I actually know it. And if you will, please visit my blog. I will give you all that information. And it is
who is John Galt?
Who is John Galt? .limos.diamonds. So please do come check that out.
And somebody bought the pro version. And who is one of our, resetting our listeners.
Ugh. Are we doing the pro version this year too?
What does that mean, resetting our listeners?
Well, because we have more episode numbers than listeners.
Yeah. So it's the same people are coming around.
To that point.
Can you buy the pro version more than once?
Here's what I would actually like them to do. Change their usernames.
Oh.
And so then
that
we can shout
nice.
Them out.
So
multiple
it'll
times.
Sound like a new
sure,
person.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
That, yes. Match Game 72, did they buy it before?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Watcha Yakan?
Yeah, let's do Watcha Yakan.
Watcha Yakan.
And his prize for the pro version, I guess we can do a quick best of clip of what's another one we wanted to do?
There was,
Liev Schreiber, we could do him.
Yes, when Liev was here, when Liev Schreiber was here, talking, about Ray Donovan, and he accidentally made a pretty unusual confession.
Yes. Welcome, Liev, to the show.
Thanks, you guys.
You're so great on Ray Donovan. We thought we wanted to talk about what's it like working with John Voight.
You know, it's great to work with John Voight. Things have been a little chilly on the set lately because I stole his white scarf that he wears on the Chabad telethon. Oops.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.